Are you ready to spice up your shopping experience? Look no further than LoveWinsZA. Our e-commerce store offers a diverse selection of exclusive products. So whether you're searching for a unique gift or treating yourself, we have something special just for you. Don't settle for the ordinary. Visit our website at www.lovewins.co.za. That's www.lovewins.co.za today and discover the extraordinary with LoveWinsZA.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Magi.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Straight out of Venda, I'm back in town.
Hey, how does it feel, man? How was Venda? How was the call? How was your phone?
I couldn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, I was in the mountains. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
You thought I was kidding. I told you, I'm leaving, bro. I'll come back when we're shooting. Yeah. So I just got back. Now, what did I miss? What happened?
I don't know. I also disappeared.
What's that? What's that? What's that? What happened?
But I mean, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah. Black Studios here. My Ash is here. Thanks for the fresh cuts, man.
You guys
Ash.
Look good.
Yeah.
My Ash is chilling today.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a blowjob, right? You know that, right? The only reason my Ash is here is you're not going to get a blowjob. Even our producer is here today. You're not going to get oral sex.
Hey, doo-doos, yeah.
Gwen,
ghost ladies, yeah. Fat checkers, yeah. And the man of the moment!
Yes, Pure!
The legend! The myth, Sam Pure!
Drop the fucking head of yours.
Hey, man, how's your phone been, man? What's been happening with your phone, bro? I'm sure it's been crazy, right?
They blowing your dick, they blowing up your phone.
Hey man, it's been wild.
Yeah.
Luckily on Thursday, they were doing maintenance, power maintenance, so the electricity went off early. But my phone died, let's say around 1. My brother was texting me, so being agapum. And then my phone went dead. So I was offline the whole of Thursday.
Wow, lucky
Friday.
Friday.
And I was talking about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Blowing up my phone. Hey, whatever. But oh well. Hey man, we only live once, yeah?
You know what I mean?
You know.
Hey, but you're a star, man. You're a star.
Shout out to you, bro. You're the only sound guy to get a blowjob on the job, paid on by his job. Boss. Paid and approved. In the country. That's a record of sorts.
Bro, and you know some people think it was not real.
For real?
Yeah, dog. Some people think it was staged. I'm like, no freaking ways. How could you even think that? Because there was a point in time when you were washing your hands or something. What was happening there? Because there's a point in time she stopped, remember? And he was washing his hands or something. And we thought they had finished.
Yes.
Nah, she thought she was finished. But I was like, oh come on. At least finish something.
Bonga time.
Yeah, bonga time.
And then
And the DMs, you shared something on our WhatsApp group. What's that all about, man? What's going on with the mummies?
I don't know. I just got a text from someone. Uti, you know, we spoke a long time ago. She was sending me nudes. Uti, do you wanna hook up? What? It was just. And then this morning when I was trying to show Solomzi the text. What delete it, man? You leave me.
I saw that strange combo. Just trying to scam you.
Is it? Oh, they deleted.
And then our Apezul are still there, bro.
I've got one question, bro. Your woman, Uti.
Yeah, that was my question as well. I wanted to ask.
Nah, man, I don't have a woman anymore.
As a result to this?
You got a blowjob?
No. It was before. Actually, it happened when I was in hospital. So I called her. I told her I was in the hospital. And then she's like, oh, whatever. Okay. Nyeza. I'm about 2 years. And imagine, that was the same day as Solomzi says he was I was coming. So now I'm thinking, yes. But if you got door and imagine only one person is allowed in. So I must tell Solomzi to turn back.
To Penduga.
And then all of a sudden, I'm still waiting till today. Oh, she hasn't pitched.
Oh, yeah, you had to drop her.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, no, you were in ICU. Yeah. The woman didn't show up.
No.
So,
I liked her so much.
Hey, Joe.
No, fuck
I her, called man. Her, and then, what? No, she took a cab. The cab, ulahlekile. And ulahlekile going home.
Imagine.
Cash up. The next day, she's asking me for money for nails. I'm like, I'm in ICU. I'm in ICU.
Next time you choose a woman. Next time you choose a woman, come through. Come to the uncles. You know, I trust them, man. Come to me.
Hey, now I seek trust.
Come to me.
Now I seek trust.
Sense. What your woman? You in ICU? She's
asking for money for nails.
She's asking for imali amazipho.
Imagine.
Wow.
And then imagine the other thing. Onyabona seka post here lapha and imagine. She's in the passenger seat. So I text her, Echo, ugupi. And imagine. No. Yabona leather seat. So if I can seat belt and it's red.
Yeah.
I was like,
red flag.
Oh, and I'm like, oh well, man, fuck.
So I think I should wear no more stress. That's how you agree to all of this.
That blowjob was personal.
No.
You're coming from a place of pain, Gashega.
No.
Here, you are coming from. So, what more karma? You're coming from a place of pain. Man, it's funny, no one, the symbols. Let's take that guy. Let me spam. But on the pain. You're coming from a place of pain. Shane, dog. It's a good thing. Red flag.
And Gosi was throwing jabs during that episode. So you're like, Tatila my ARVs. Oh, what did you say? Antibiotics. When it comes on, she's like, yo, Spanile, girl. Sevenzile, girl.
Wouldn't it be cool though if for like every guest we had, we asked them to want a blowjob and then we just call Wandy and she's on standby anyway. We e-wanted her 1.5 and you know.
Oh man, but Wandy's a star, man.
Fact that she owns her shit. Mm. You know what I mean?
I was saying to you before we started recording, without her agreeing, that wouldn't have been possible.
No.
That thing.
She's a real one.
Because
The thing is, already you're fucking on camera, you're putting... Well, feet in are being put in you. You're putting feet in other people's vaginas, and you're fucking. And then you're a sex worker, and she literally wasn't fake enough or act like it's above her.
Mm.
Somebody else would have said 1.5, knowing very well that it's money that I appreciate getting, but dumbing it down like it's below her.
Yeah.
So shout out to her, man. I'm four.
How did it go down for you? Like, where were you at?
When nothing went down for me. Yeah. What do you mean, man?
But did you get any calls? What happened?
Oh. Of course, my phone was WhatsApps, a ton of them. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Even at work, when I got to Kai, it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Mm.
What is going on there by your podcast? And then I got a WhatsApp voice note from Skumba. Funniest thing ever.
Let me play it for you.
Oh, man, funniest thing ever. Play it.
Listen to this, Ghost Lady.
I want to hear that.
Yo, Sol. Shabunjana, Ocham.
Ah, you're playing it at high speed.
I knew. Let me slow it down.
Yo, Sol, Shabunjana Ocham, you know, I knew that you and MacGyver lost your minds long time ago. Like, you guys lost your minds long fucking time ago. But what you just did on Thursday, fam, you guys are mad. Like, nyahlanya, gents. There's no coming back. There is no therapy or rehab that's going to sort you guys out.
Fucked up.
What are your words of wisdom to the young one? What the...
That was wrong, MacGyver. That was wrong. That part was wrong of you. Like, how could you? That's at that point. No.
Fucking hell.
It's a valid question.
Uh-huh, it's not a valid question.
The fuck, Joe. What words of wisdom? You guys are mad, Shem. I guys, Shem, I'm not shy. But thank you for entertaining us, gents. You guys are on your own fucking league. Nothing can beat what you guys did on Thursday. I don't give a fuck who you have next. That interview was the best you've ever done. Maranghazama ukubiza abanye abantu maranqa. You can never match what you motherfuckers do.
Hey, he's right though, man. Try top that, dog. Yes.
You can't top that. You can't top that.
And if you're a chiller, you'll realize I've been trying to do it. I actually wanted to call it a segment called Blow My Soul. Remember, Ghost Lady?
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying to do it.
With Thabang.
It was Thabang.
Yeah, it was with Thabang.
Thabang wasn't like some beer. Thabang was like, I'm not sure. Simpio was like, where?
Doc, Simpio didn't flinch. Simpio was like, yeah. We're like, whoa, don't pull your pants down here. Wait, Doc. Go to the bathroom. Simpio was gay, man.
Yeah.
Because we didn't tell him.
So I get a call.
He was just like, I'm ready.
I get a call. 20 minutes after it aired, right? I get a call from Brad Dave.
David Mashavet.
Yeah, no.
Our landlord.
Yes.
I answer. I already knew, dog. I answer. Bear in mind, we've been shooting at Mashavela for how long? Like a few years now, right?
For many years.
I've never seen Brad Dave mad. He's never shouted at me. We've never had a rift or anything. He calls me. Ah, Mac. This project thing is with Luis Amange.
Imagine.
Opening words.
Yeah.
Opening words. I'm like, sorry, man. It's like, I'm a man. I didn't even watch the episode. I'm getting calls from people. People are asking, is this what happens in your establishment? Blah, 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 blah. Which are valid points, you know?
Yeah.
Because he never knew. Like, people don't know, but no one knew. Like, even anyone in the whole team. It's only people that were in studio that day that knew that this was going up.
Oh, yeah.
So I also got calls from the sales team. From fucking everybody.
Oh. Are you for real?
Everybody was panicking, dog. It was panic staging.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
You see, Brad Dave now, he's assigned me. Said he asked me to be the adult.
Yeah.
So now I've been assigned as the adult for the team.
Yeah.
So I'm on the referee now. Yeah, I'm better.
No, I apologized. I mean, obviously, like, it's his place, you know?
Yeah, of course. It's his studios and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
So it's like, because I get it, he's renovating the other studio and we're in his house now.
Yeah.
So it's like, in my house.
And it is, because they're renovating the studio.
Yeah.
All of this has been moved.
It's to the office house now.
Part.
Yeah, we're in the house office part.
Yeah, man, I felt bad, man. Mm. But yeah, it's the stuff we do for the sake of content.
Yeah, you must do a ceremony, you must do a cleansing.
And you, Ghost Lady, how did it go down for you?
I just stayed away from the internet. I didn't want to be bothered, you know. So, because I think I see that.
What did Mnaga say?
Mnaga, he just said I should do better. You know,
you should do better.
Yes.
What did you do wrong?
I should do better.
Better than Wendy.
Yes. He said I must be responsible. I think he also shares the same sentiment as Brad Dave.
Because you imagine what? Nah, baby, you must be responsible.
No, in fact, Brad Dave told me that when he was dropping me off, you know, because he called me. Brad Dave came to the car when my husband was dropping me off, and he's like, no, actually, I want to talk to both of you. So I'm going to assign you. You must be the responsible one. Like, you must manage. You must be the adult of the group, because I don't trust MacGyver and Saul. I don't trust, but you, I trust. And then, my husband was like, yes, I agree. She needs to do better and be responsible.
And I got a missed call from him, man.
Yeah.
I think I only saw it today. It's yesterday, Friday. I got a missed call. I'm like, hey, try to call back. His phone was off.
Yeah.
Oh,
goodness. Thank
Brad Dave. Brad Dave.
I got a missed call from him, yes.
I got a call from Eva. Remember Eva in Dubai? The chick we're hanging out with.
Oh, Eva.
She called me. She said she got a call from her friends in Australia, and they were playing it in a bar, and everybody was on the floor.
are you for in Australia?
In Australia. Oh my goodness.
Shit. G2 from the UK also.
Oh, G2 loves that kind of shit. People like, wait, why did you call me for the blowjob, mate? In it. G2
in the ends.
In the ends. I want to get sucked in the ends as well.
Oh,
it was wild. It was
wild,
man.
Eh?
Fuck. Fat Checker and you, how did it go down for you? Because, hey, apparently I what did I do to Fat Checker?
Yeah, you did, okay.
I did it dirty.
Yeah, you did it dirty.
Oh, the story of the old man.
Yeah. The whole story. Because you see, MacGyver can't keep a secret. I think this was a confidential conversation. Was it?
No, we're on the bride.
Me, I can keep a secret. Me, I can keep a secret.
Which one?
That's doo-doo.
It wasn't fat.
No, ask her if I can keep a secret or not. She'll tell you. Dude, can I keep a secret or not?
Dude, namaste, treat the mark life. Dude, we're forced, no.
So that means Dudu knows all our secrets, Kahle.
No. I can keep a secret.
You can keep a secret.
Yeah, so just tell me.
So you're keeping Dudu's secret?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us now.
I think I know the secret.
Nah, nobody knows except me and Dudu.
I think you've told me that one.
No one knows.
Yeah. Oh, there's no secret with MacGyver. Man, there's no secret with MacGyver.
No, you can't have a secret with MacGyver. You can't.
How did it go down for you, Vichigger?
Apparently, I'm a victim. I also got some DMs from many people.
Mm.
Some were reprimanding me, calling me names. Others were actually...
Who the fuck was calling you names?
I don't want to name them. I don't want to give them a
chance.
People judging out here, eh?
Hey.
I think it's heartbreak. It was heartbreak. We understand. They thought... Ish, yeah. And yeah, others were just giving me advice, worthy advices, which I don't understand if I needed them. But yeah, I was given advice. But no, I'm not a victim. Was it a secret? Not necessarily. Not really. It just slipped when I was drunk and it got to the show. Eventually.
Yeah,
it happens all the time. Yeah. We're under Brian.
Yeah, you know, these things happen, man.
Yeah,
you know?
These things happen.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And the thing is, there's always an opportunity you know? To ask the guys, okay, delete that part, maybe I spoke. But, you know, you allowed it to be there, right?
Yeah, for the sake of content, man. There's stuff that we've allowed.
Yeah, of course, you know.
That people use against us.
Oh, fuck. Every fucking day.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's not only for the sake of the podcast. I mean... We are all females or people. Yeah. We experiment and take the wrong decisions sometimes.
Yeah. Exactly.
That doesn't change anything about my personality.
You're
in fact,
amazing.
It makes me better.
Shut up.
Tell these fuckers.
Fuck them. There's nothing wrong with speaking.
So
yeah, man.
Release and
guys,
speak.
Can't be just.
Speak out.
He who hasn't sinned must cast the first stone, right? Throw the first stone, exactly.
And guys, this is our country right now. Okay. Listen to how crazy our country is, right? Listen to this, right? Monday dropped a very awesome episode, wholesome, talking about mental health. You know, things that matter. Tuesday, we drop a soccer podcast, you know, for the soccer lovers. Wednesday, we drop an Eskom load shedding podcast.
Round table,
very informative with engineers. The biggest problem in the country right now.
Uh-huh. Addressing it, yeah.
But what trends?
Blowjob.
Exactly.
We've got bigger issues than worrying about blowjob.
Imagine.
Load shedding, Tabo Festa, Mabumane wants bail.
Yeah.
Durator's got a book out. Two politicians who are milking Eskom corruptly.
Yeah.
All they care about is a blowjob.
Yeah. Not even the one like where we showed the actual thing happening on camera. Audio.
Sound of the blowjob.
Imagine.
We don't get this now.
Out of all our problems.
We don't get this now, sir. And shout out to Smooth, man. Shout out to DJ Smooth.
Shout out
to DJ Smooth. Because he told the truth. It was like, people consume porn. There's porn on Twitter. They consume
Showmax
TV shows. Kanye Mbao had a super explicit. Bear in mind, we had sound of the blowjob.
Yeah.
All these explicit sex scenes on TV, Sex and the City,
adulting.
All these shows. Adulting is
a show
sex
that we'll
scenes.
Be
all of them,
about.
The wise.
The wife, there's tits all over the...
Adulting, the first 10 seconds, they're clapping...
They're clapping cheeks. We've never had a single boob shown on this podcast.
No,
mind
we
you.
No, we have. Naked.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that was...
We had a naked man and woman here, remember? But that was their nudist. You know what I mean? It's a way of life. It was not even sexual. We've never had a sexual tit, even once on the podcast. Yeah, we had a tit. It was not a sexual tit. Two different things, you know what I mean? And
the strippers, didn't they show their tit?
No. No, it was like no, it's coming from a disappointed place. That no kid is coming. No, it's not. He's from a disappointed place. Exactly, you know what I mean? And then they're going to worry about
sound
of the blowjob. Sound.
How dare these guys
get pissed off about the sound of a blowjob without the visuals even, you know what I mean? So shout out to Zwoo. You know, it's like, and also we've got there. Age restriction thing, right? That says, I mean, it's for over 18. You can't be like, hey, my kids. No, what do you mean? Your kids shouldn't be watching the podcast.
No, but here's the thing. Remember when we first,
people using their kids as an excuse?
Yes!
They're bringing the kids. That's this way I'm going. Remember, when we finished the episode?
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, no one can come for us. Not even feminists. Remember?
Yeah.
I was like, what angle are you going to come at us? They reached the kids.
They used the kids.
They got the kids. And it's weird. All the feminists have a problem with it. The feminists are weird because it's the very same feminists who are going to say, liberate the sex worker, make sex work illegal. Well, it doesn't get more legal than a blowjob on YouTube or the sound of a blowjob. You know what I mean? It doesn't get more legal than that.
They grab the kids.
The kids
shouldn't be watching this show. It's not for the kids. It's not designed for the kids.
If your kid is watching this show, it says a lot about you.
You're a bad, horrible parent.
Yeah.
Like, give your kid up for adoption or something, man. To a better deserving family. You know what I mean? Like, why are your kids watching podcasts and chill?
Mm.
You know, it sucks. Well, literally, right? With the blowjobs.
Hey, but Howard Stern would be proud, ne? Howard Stern.
Howard would be proud, man. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What did Howard do, though?
Oh, worse,
Howard
bro.
Stern now is like a...
Yo.
He used to
do what we did on Thursday in the 80s. 80s.
Yeah, 80s, 80s. 90s. On the radio.
On radio.
Whoa.
Yo, you must check out Howard Stern. Fucking insane, bro.
What's that movie?
Private Parts.
Private Parts. Literally, there's a movie, Private Parts, around... It's a biography, but it covers most of his radio career. Yeah.
But you know what was crazy, bro? Apart from the shock value and everyone being shocked and whatever, she was dropping bars, bro.
She was. She was dropping bars because she's true and she's real. You're a porn star. It doesn't like get more...
I like what she said about the
shameless
soul tie.
That.
The soul tie thing.
The soul tie shit is real.
It's real, bro.
The soul tie shit is real.
No,
you know why? I was thinking whether to share this or not, but there's a girl who just recently passed away. She used to work in these nightclubs. And I just saw one or two people, because I still have old contacts who worked at the strip club and stuff. And, you know, they were RIPing her. So I asked one, what happened? And she was sick for the longest time and stuff like that. And one of her old colleagues was like, she got sick and a lot of girls are moving out of the strip club, you know, leaving it because of those soul ties. And some people buy a gang, you know what I mean? People use muti, batwele, go to the strip clubs just to have sex and dump their filthy spirits or energies or isnyama or whatever. And it literally, if you're not protected, it affects you and it can deal with you big time. So it's one of the things that she had highlighted.
Yeah. Bro, and it seems quite big in the kids, like this new generation. Because I remember when we interviewed Nasty C, he mentioned the same thing.
For real?
Because I was like, yo, dude.
Before my time.
Yeah, he's like 20 and he's got a chick, or 22, however old he is, and he's got a chick. I'm like, dude, when I was your age, I was fucking anything that walks, you know? And then he brought that thing. I was like, nah, bro, like, you know.
It's real.
I don't do that thing. When we interviewed the guys from...
Adulting
today says the same thing
earlier on. Yeah, Nkankla, who plays Tiki Tiki, said the exact same thing. He mentioned something about Inkaba. Inkaba? Yeah, when they touch Ibono and that rubbing. And if you think about it, then Ibono is where you had your umbilical cord. Yeah. And you know what I mean?
It's your actually your initial start.
Your connection to your mom, and your initial start, where you grow from. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where your life practically starts, if I'm not wrong. But it's got a huge symbolism, and you know, doing that and sharing it with someone who's
not connected to you
or filthy ngokwemoya, and not just the sex workers but abantu abathakathayo who do all sorts of perform all sorts of black magic thina misilele kamnandi sikhona sisiphuphela bona they doing things, and sometimes it's not even that the person you are with subscribes to that kind of lifestyle, but they slept with someone who subscribes to that kind of lifestyle and dumps all this toxicity and all this poisonous energy in them when you feel a rock star, road king.
So how do you avoid that?
Don't fuck around.
Don't.
It's difficult, but like, especially, also don't fuck around, especially at places whereby, like in a club, the chick was easiest to take home or to a hotel definitely did it last week and the other week with others, with somebody else and someone else and someone else. So obviously they are at a risk of having fallen for or having been with someone who subscribes to that those things.
I don't know, man. Because my thing is, the most famous guys are the ones who do the most fucked up shit.
But also remember,
sorry, the most famous and successful.
Yes. But remember, spiritually, we're not all the same. So some people spiritually are strong. And they've got strong ancestors, strong people they're with, and those things don't affect them as much as you maybe do. As much as our genetic makeup is slightly different, and some people get are susceptible to flus, for example, or injuries. You know that guy who always is getting flu every 3 months, you get flus. And even spiritually, some people, sometimes you just not that guy. You're not that guy who can just sleep with anyone and be fine and come out of it fine. It may affect you. We're not the same. And some people, you're right, some people fuck around. We know, you and I know them, who've been fucking girls for 20, 30 years. They fine. They haven't lost anything. They still have their things. And also, you don't know what people do at night, bro. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't know if, do they cleanse every week? Do they go to someone? You don't know that. But so I can't just say, so-and-so does it, I'll do it.
But I just feel like it's not as simple as, okay, if you don't fuck around, you will not encounter any of that. Because you might not fuck around, but your partner does. And then she brings that stuff home. So I feel like there's no cure, like, to say, okay, cool, if you do this, you'll be fine.
That's true, though. But you can avoid the stuff that may leave you vulnerable or open to these kind of attacks. You know what I mean? But you're right. There's no
cure.
Yeah, the rule of thumb that says if you don't fuck around, you'll be perfect, you'll be good, you'll be sorted. But rather not than do it. And well, fuck around and find out, man. Hey, just fuck around and find out. fuck around and find out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, okay, fuck around, find out.
People have learned the hard way.
Yeah.
What do you think as a female, Coast Lady?
I honestly believe that at the end of the day, you have the responsibility to understanding yourself. You know, and what kind of energies can you take? And that goes into now, if you understand your vibe. Like, personally, I'm not the kind of person who'd want to just be with this one and this one and this one. And that's why I believe in this marriage, for instance. Like, being with one person, and it's that thing of that commitment, and that's it. I have no desire on being outside my marriage, you understand? So, and it protects me, and I know that's what actually keeps my, you know, home or me even just in a good space and in a productive space, and importantly. So I think it's about understanding yourself more than other people, you know, what is out there, and have morals. You know, there's nothing wrong with having morals and saying, okay, these are my boundaries and I'm never going to cross them. Because sometimes people let society judge.
Can you hear she's rebranding from this?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Have morals.
No.
So you get a moral with a silent M. And, you know, have morals. Have morals as possible.
Well, you're allowed.
Please give Dudu the mic, because Dudu is into chicks. So I wonder if it's the same.
Dudu, no, she's bi.
Yeah, she's bi. Yeah,
she's bi.
She's
Do you consent?
That's not the secret.
Do you consent? Hey, we have to.
That's not the secret. No, that's not a secret. I know that's not the secret.
Please give her a mic. I want to find out if it's the same.
Woo! Hey, look at you, strong. Tell it that.
Oh. Nothing. Funichus or.
I'll dash with this juice.
The green juice.
Do you consent to this conversation?
Do I consent?
Yes.
Yeah, I consent to the conversation. So, I'm not quite sure what this whole soul ties thing. I'm not quite certain, but I do believe that energies, just in general, they are kind of transferable. If you're a person that absorbs other people's energies and you're a spiritual person, that is possible, you know. But I can't really say with like certain conviction that sexually, when you engage in sex, this is what happens. Because I think there's other people that don't perform certain rituals that generally us Black people do perform. And they also go around sleeping with other people. They do not cleanse, for example.
Mm. Yes, you know? Yes.
They just carry on with their lives and nothing happens. So maybe it's something more of a belief more than, you know.
I see what you mean.
I'm trying to say that maybe if
it hasn't
you
been
believe,
proven.
Exactly. I can't say it, just like witchcraft. There's people who don't believe that witchcraft exists.
When you subscribe to it, you open yourself up
for it. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not sure.
First of all, I want
to. What's wrong with this one?
How this conversation started was, and Dudu is bi. So, on the question, kungena api kuthi Dudu bisexual?
No, angithi.
Yabona uMakhayiva, eh?
No, angithi tabangathi is between male and female only.
Oh.
So, I wanted to find out with female, can they still. Wabot? My wine says into zabo.
Yeah.
Wabot?
Ke tuthi waphendula ngombuzo manje into zini.
Let's ask Fair Checker as the youngster here. What are the kids saying, man?
Yeah. The kids' corner. Let's hear from the kids' corner.
No, we can't have a kids' corner because that's when people are going to use the kids.
Hey, man, the kids are like 21, 22.
Oh,
not okay. Your kids who should be doing homework or watching Sounds of Blowjobs.
Oh, goodness.
I personally don't believe in soul ties because I do not understand it. And I think many young people gravitate to that. It's the fact that they do not understand it, so they do not believe it. It's just the very same thing that Mike said, that you find celebrities or people like Wandi who have not spoken out as yet, you know, other sex workers who sleep with many people, yet they do not show the outcomes or the problems of soul ties, right?
They cleanse, eh?
I get that. I understand that. But then it also goes back to what Dudu's saying. Ukuthi, there are those specific people who just don't do these things, who don't believe in them, right? So does that mean that it's going to affect me more or less than the person who does believe? You get me? So I don't understand the concept behind it. That's why I won't believe in it. I feel like any plain young person, unless you've experienced it emotionally and spiritually, you don't really understand what soul ties is. I've been told about them many times. That doesn't stop me from doing anything. Because I don't understand.
But you know what I've also heard as well with soul ties is that sometimes we think of it in like a big like scale. Whereas it could just be like, let's say you're with someone and now you're taking the... Doesn't have to be in this energy that you. It's just a habit.
Oh, like, yeah.
Maybe they are very an angry person.
Negative.
And now you're going during the week and you're feeling just very negative. And it's just the energy that of the person that you're with.
Yes, that's
so it
true.
Doesn't. It's not necessarily like a high hectic things, but just generally small things. It could just be attitude wise.
I think that's more with relationships. We're just talking about smashing, yeah.
No, I'm talking about smashing. You know. Like, you're just with a person who just has a heavy energy on.
But how
negativity.
Are you going to pick up a habit if you're smashing one night? There's no time for to pick up
you,
habits.
You don't. It's not about. I'm just saying that's the energy they carry. So and it maybe befalls on you. And therefore, the next week, you are just very negative and you don't understand why. And maybe if you think about it, it's like, maybe I got it from because now I'm just like, therefore, I need to cleanse or something.
Oh, shit. I wanted to ask you guys, man. Do you think it's possible to find love in Joburg right now?
Yeah.
Reckon?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, people are complaining.
As long as Joburg is not rockets.
Okay.
I'm gonna mention these venues. As long as Joburg is not just reduced to clubs, venues, party hotspots, hookup places, there are a lot of decent human beings around, bro. Yeah, we live in wild times. The Jollof boys are running the streets. The girls, you know, are lining up for the Jollof rice. And it's all just, but there's literally good, just people who are raised well, grow up well, keep to themselves, live normal lives.
Yeah.
Literally, there is. You can find true love in Joburg, man. Unless, like I said, unless Joburg is nightlife Joburg.
But the way people the way people also say, hey, there's no one. You know, I feel like, whether it's my friends I don't know. So, but I heard it's a fair thing because there's a lot of people who are sitting in Johannesburg saying, there's no love in Johannesburg. Maybe go back home and seek for love, you know?
But if you want a baddie, or if you're a woman and you want a baller, you know, super rich guy, or just maybe sometimes not even rich, spending in clubs, bottles all over the place, of course you're not going to find anyone. There's good places, man. When last did you visit a museum? Exactly. You know what I mean? And then meet someone.
They're concentrating on the artwork or something.
When last did you go to a park? Go to a park, feed ducks, do something.
They're sleeping. Get back.
When last did you meet someone at a shop at a mall buying clothes for their kid?
I disagree with
you, man. They're spending for their
sleep. Dude, there's so many humans in Joburg alone, bro, statistically.
Joburg is full of broken people, bro.
No.
I kid you not, bro.
Are you broken?
No.
Exactly.
You're the last
I am broken, people, actually. No, fuck it, I am broken. Let me own it like one day. I am broken.
Yeah, okay.
I'm broken.
No, you want broken. Head? How much should we transfer to you? Do you need one head? We're willing member here. Willing to give. Bro, you're broken.
Bro, if you look at Joburg, man, everything is transactional right now. It's you use me, I use you.
Yeah.
What can I get from you? What can you give me? What can... That's the lifestyle.
Because you operate in the ecosystem of the industry.
No, it's not even like that, bro. It's not even like that. It's the culture now. It's the way things are in Joburg, bro.
Joburg is not all that.
You know what this guy was telling me? What's his name? Jason. Jason, right?
Jason.
Stones guy. Stones.
Yeah. Our Jason,
right?
Wow.
So he told me that when students come in, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He owns a club or runs a club.
Stones in Melville, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not Stones now. It's Zouk.
Oh, Zouk, yeah. So first year, they had Zouk. Whole year. And then second year, like Zouk is disgusting. They cannot be seen there because they have to go to your conkas, your... opera.
The upgrade.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because by then, they're caught in the lifestyle of Joburg.
Yes.
Ooh.
I agree fully.
You get what I'm saying?
100%.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what we're dealing with. So even that person in the museum has been through that lifestyle. We all go through it.
Nah.
Not a lot survive.
Nah. And then they saw. Now, hold on. Let me explain something to you. I was in UJ.
Yeah.
2007, did my first year, right? Second year. 9, third year. Never stepped in a club. Started drinking 2009. Me, right? And there's many others like me who didn't go through all that bullshit of clubs, party, drinks. I was those students that when I got money for groceries, it was for groceries. Didn't drink, didn't touch alcohol, didn't go to clubs. And there are so many like that, and they grew up to be adults, living within Joburg, living wholesome lives with their own challenges, of course. They're not perfect. But there's decent human beings in Joburg who haven't
gone through. It's different, bro. It's different.
The washing machine of
Joburg.
Bro,
it's different when you're female. They're under worse pressure, bro. Like, for example, imagine.
There are females, I'm saying, who don't step into the club.
They're not majority, though.
They are.
So bro, who's going to the clubs, then?
My man. This girl's there from at UJ.
Yeah.
I used to see them.
My man, listen, let me tell you what happens. Let me tell you what happens.
Like, they could
be.
Bro, I've been in there. Bro.
What's wrong with Garankuwa?
Oh, give me a... come on, guys. Give me a village somewhere.
Kokstad.
Kokstad.
Yeah.
Kokstad.
Yeah.
I'm a girl, right?
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
When I come here, I see these girls. They got iPhones, weaves, looking good. Every weekend, Jollof boys are picking them up. When they go to the club, they're popping bottles, whatever, whatever. Am I not going to have pressure to want to live that lifestyle?
No. Nope.
Right?
Then not all.
Like,
okay, cut that boy.
You call your parents.
Yeah.
You're like, mom, dad, can I please have an iPhone? They can afford that.
Of course.
They
what's
can
that?
Barely afford the fees, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then you go to a club with one of these girls.
Mm-hmm.
Hostess looks at you. She's like, you're pretty good.
Nice
good
body.
Looking,
oh.
Nice body.
Yeah.
We'll give you 1.5 to be a hostess per hour.
Mm.
Within a week, you can buy your iPhone.
Yeah.
That's how you get in the system.
True.
And that's what's happening.
Not everyone is lured by that, right?
Yeah.
Bro, there's some solid human beings. Like, we have some, there's some seriously solid human beings within Joburg. Not everybody is attracted by the glitz and the lights and the glam. And naturally so. Like, just that, not everybody's excited by the party. You know me. I'm a DJ and all, but I'm the one guy who's not going to say yes every time and say, so let's go out. You know what I mean? Not some people are just built like that. Yeah. And majority of people are just built like they're not attracted to the glitter.
Bro, everybody that comes from the villages, comes to Joburg, never goes back the same. Don't lie, bro.
No.
Never. I'm telling you, bro. Joburg will eat you up, my dog.
No.
Yeah, not dumb. And not everybody's dumb.
Okay,
yeah.
How many of us? How many of us are in this building?
1, 2, 3, 4.
How many?
I want to Joburg will eat you up. I agree.
How many? Nine. Okay, hands up if you've experienced the Joburg lifestyle that I'm talking about.
Experienced it how?
Like you've seen it from a friend or like you've been a part of it or aware of it or you've seen it happen close to you.
We're all aware of it.
That's a fact.
Yes.
We are aware of what you're talking about. Mm. But we are just, I'm saying, not everybody's
Mac,
like
Mac,
that.
Let me prove
okay,
to
how
Mac.
Many people here are not like that?
Let me prove
how many
to you,
people here are not like that?
Everybody is a solid person, Mac.
And yeah, that's why they're here.
Podcast,
that's why, yeah.
And that's why this
okay,
podcast.
That's a bad example, Mac.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm hiring fucking...
Let's be honest. One of the secrets of this podcast, because everybody's such a good
yeah,
human.
Yeah, yeah,
genuine.
Yeah.
Even our fucking barber is just a good human. 100%. My
ass. Yeah.
Good. No one here is like, everybody's not perfect, but no one here is like industry or swayed by small things and stuff.
Sure,
you know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
And that's, this goes to show there's solid people in Joburg. And you can still find love or find a wife or a husband in Joburg.
Yeah.
If that's your
so you're hopeful, eh?
Yeah?
My man, Joburg is the pits, dog.
Look at Mac. You,
I'm an
when you found your one and you found.
She was broken.
She was broken.
Hey, I was also broken.
Yeah, so you found each other.
And then we were broken together.
Exactly. And look at now. You've been mended. Yeah, you are here, you know.
Nah, man, you can still find love.
Nah, Fetchega,
just look.
Please
at
explain.
Don't Fetchega. Try to find love in my clubini. Don't try find love in.
I love Fetchega.
Fetchega
gets into my mind and she explains what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh. I love it, man. Please break it down for them.
Okay.
Break it down for us, Fetchega. Break it down for us, Fetchega.
Break what down?
What I'm trying to say, Fetchega. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
What is happening right now? This is how they call you a victim, fact checker. This is how it starts. Oh, man. All right.
Now, okay, what do you think, though? Honestly.
I agree with Saul. They are decent people.
Lots.
And not each and every single person who clubs or likes luxury things
mm-hmm.
is going to be seen as a tainted person. I for one love nice things. I love nice things. And I'll do anything to get nice things. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm still a good person and I'm willing to get it the right way. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Yes, the city, the culture shock does happen to many people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the city and I get culture shock going to Joburg and I'm from Pretoria because the standards and the lifestyle is a bit different. It takes time for you to get used to it. But it isn't something that's going to affect you drastically unless you allow it to.
Mm.
So as to say all people are bad people in Joburg, no, I still have hope that my mans are somewhere there.
At Gonka.
You know, filling up the tables. waiting for little old me to change him.
He's the one when nigga goes in, ah, Ziwe, Ziwele.
But you know what, Ne? I also feel like social media makes the biggest noise because obviously it's what we hear the most. But there's plenty and a lot of people who are just silent and comfortable and they don't subscribe to the mess.
Wholesome people. Wholesome people. So many wholesome people, yeah. Bro. And you won't, you see, if you're trying to find love and then you are DMing a girl on Twitter and the last thing she posted was her body on Twitter, you're not gonna. Come on. There's so many wholesome people who don't have Twitter, who live normal lives, live in Joburg. They live decent lifestyles. You know, they've got a nice car or they also want nice things, but they're just grounded. There's so many wholesome people, bro. Mm. You just need to know where to look in the right places.
I feel like it's not even about not having the social media. They could have. It's a wholesome person with Twitter, with Instagram,
doesn't even post.
But it's just that they are wholesome. Yes, they subscribe to the and just
okay,
watch.
Okay, maybe we're missing each other here. What is a wholesome person?
A person who's not driven particularly, a person who wouldn't do anything for... Like, a wholesome person is a grounded person, a person with morals, a person who you can build a life with if you were to be in a relationship with. Not necessarily marry, because I don't want to use marriage as a yardstick for morals and for a good human, but a decent human with a good head on their shoulders. That, to me, is a wholesome person.
And they're still there in Joburg.
You find you on Vana.
And they're not swayed by the streets.
No, they're not swayed
by the socials, you know?
You gotta take me to these places, man.
Ah, cool. Come through.
To a museum near you.
Not even a museum. Just normal life.
No, like, I believe they're even on the comments.
I live opposite a Starbucks.
They're just on the comments, right now.
Yeah, no, the chillers are wholesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, chillers are wholesome.
Just meet people. Just talk to someone.
But the chillers are everywhere in the world. Australia, I mean, come on. Dubai.
I mean, Dubai, yeah. Australia,
I'm
Netherlands.
Talking about Joburg.
Middle Fart. All over the place. Middle Fart is a place in Denmark.
Bro, I've been studying Joburg. I've been here for a very long time. And I'm telling you, man, it's not a good place for love.
Mm. It is.
For love.
I can agree with you because normally you hear of our parents would say, find a woman from back home, you know, that would be the advice that they'd get, or find a guy that's from
bro,
back
you
home
can't even go to church.
Who knows culture?
Church is the bad beds that have found God now.
Yeah.
You understand? So you can only think, oh God, what was she doing? You know what I mean?
Oh God. That you praying. Oh God, what was she doing? Show me God. Please, don't show me everything. Can I get a snippet? Was she sucking on a podcast that I don't know of? No, you're right though, but there's good people.
Yeah. That's
bro, so many good people.
Fuck, man, I feel like we haven't spoke about anything that's been happening.
Yeah, we haven't actually. Yeah, but it's cool. These conversations are good conversations.
They're good.
Yeah,
man. We actually had a long conversation.
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to talk about, man. Ghost Lady?
Kanye! Ghost Lady, they hate you when I call you Kanye. Ghost Lady.
Oh, is it?
And I'm like, we've been doing it.
Yeah.
You can't find her. She's not like on socials and stuff.
No, she's wholesome.
But they're saying we're running.
Oh, no, I am. She's wholesome.
She's wholesome.
Biatch.
Yeah, she's awesome.
What do you want to talk about? Yeah.
So, guys, congratulations to Bonang. You know, she got her company back. You know, so remember, she had a dispute with the agency, and over
she got it back.
Yeah, she got it
back.
So even
House of BNG, baby.
Yes.
House of BNG, baby.
Yeah, Bonang is taking and House of BNG.
I was chatting to Dudu. She killed me on the way here.
Right? Yeah.
So she's like, "Hey, bro, how come?"
No, I'm a secret. I know I do. And I'm a guy. I have boom. So we're here for it.
She's like, how come all the niggas when I blew it? It's never we went to Mauritius, it's always we went to Durban.
Dog!
Like, yes!
There's nothing wrong with blowing money, I won't lie.
And there's nothing wrong with Durban.
That's him, guys. Aye, there is. There's nothing wrong with blowing money. Blow money! But just like do things, nice things. Don't blow money. She's a nyama. First paycheck, she's a nyama.
It's always Durban.
We need to door.
Pizza?
Pizza. Debonairs.
And even worse, not even proper pizza. Debonairs. Like debonairs and stuff.
Debonairs.
Look, we love debonairs. Yeah, but like.
No, I'm so
you know, there's some really amazing pizzas out there. And you know the problem is sometimes have you tried introducing someone who's used to debonairs to proper pizza? And they're like, what's this?
That's this.
You're like, yo, this is pizza. This is like pizza.
This is oven.
Yes.
Oven
proper
made.
Firewood.
Firewood.
Firewood in that
the
concrete, the hut.
Yeah.
No. They ruin pizza for us, you know, as much as we love them, man. But like, yeah. Next things, just say you took a picture with Lewis Hamilton. You went to a Formula One in Abu Dhabi.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just live, you know? Like,
properly.
Live.
I mean, it's like 9K to go to Dubai, right?
But it makes you think, though. A lot of people, yeah, like 9K you can go to Dubai. I was literally checking out. I wanted to go to the Champions League final, but...
Nice. Cooper Ice. That's the shit.
Yeah, I wanted to go to the Champions League final in Istanbul, but the tickets are all sold out. Okay. I didn't think soon enough. So now it's resellers, obviously, at very inflated prices. But so many experiences and things are just affordable. But people don't always look at them. But you understand, because we live in a country where someone can live and die without leaving Gauteng. You can literally just go to Cape Town, bro.
That's fine.
Or go somewhere else, like... Travel is a culture that we need to...
Imagine blowing 50K, 100K at Maponia Mall. Like, those are the things...
Dude.
Or even in Sandton City. Yeah. That's stupid. You walk into a Louis Vuitton shop, you blow all this money. That could afford you a week in Asia.
In Studio 8. Ah, and I keep 25,000. You're like, huh?
And that's pizza kills me.
Pizza and Durban package.
Pizza and Durban kills me.
It's almost like this. I'm like, fuck, you know. And we need to, bro. I don't know how we can do it.
How crazy was that guy who had a braai in the house and they closed all the windows?
Well, why? Why did they close the windows?
And if you couldn't handle the smoke, you must go
out. So people were there, couldn't breathe. Just because they're hanging on to alcohol.
Oh, I can't even
believe it. Black people.
Where you got money?
You
discover Hemis. Discover Hemis. Discover Forgive. Fuck on the windows. Pray in the house. Discover Hemis. Discover Hemis.
What if he can't breathe? Get the fuck out.
If he can't breathe. Oh, people do some wild things when they get money, bro. What? Can't breathe. Get the fuck out of here.
Ah, shit. What else been happening, man?
You know, guys, I got an interesting story. So I heard, remember Jerry Springer just recently passed away, right?
Yeah.
So he had two black kids outside his marriage.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know,
adopted.
No, his kids. I guess he was
with a black,
black woman.
With a black woman,
black kids. You know,
when you are in America, kind
like
of non-existent.
So they are mixed, and he literally left his whole estate to them since he abandoned them.
Whoa.
And has not literally just didn't give anything to his wife and I think his daughters. His
the white daughters.
Yes, the white daughters.
So he gave it to the black.
Yes, to the black kids, with the hopes that I think it's that thing of, because he left a will that was a video. Actually,
I saw the video. Yeah. I saw a clip.
And he's like,
that.
Okay, I hope you guys have made your millions. Well, to his kids, the white kids, that you are fine, but my money's left to my other family.
Why did you want to talk about the story? Is this like a hint to Mnaga or something?
Why? Why would
I'm just saying, what he must
does he have kids outside?
I don't know.
Do you know something, MacGyver?
I'm just saying. He must do a will for the black kids.
Oh, for his two black kids. Why? Is he going to die? I need him alive. So I just found that story so interesting. Like,
bro, what I found interesting is, when did Andre de Richter get time to write this book?
He obviously didn't write it.
He
dictated it to a writer
Yeah.
who then did the whole thing.
Yeah, no, he didn't write it himself.
Yeah.
But you still, like, in order to get a publishing deal, it takes a while, bro. You don't do it in, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
If you're under the radar, maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, it's got a story to tell, and...
Did you read it?
No. Hmm. Did you get it? Because it's been flying around free, the PDF.
Oh, is it?
Complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people have been pirating the PDF.
I
yeah.
heard that there's a PDF.
It's been flying
that's,
around. Like,
that's being just...
People just been... No, I haven't read it.
Forwarded, yeah.
I want to check it out, though. I really want to check it out.
But isn't it similar to and the then, interview that he had earlier in the year? Where he was obviously exposing the whole... Yeah.
Yeah.
So just now, it's just in more detail.
And I don't get Pravin Gordhan, because Pravin Gordhan was... went to the parliament and addressed, well, in front of Scopa, that... Scopa thing, committee, and he also doesn't want to reveal the names because he, remember, he said there's two people, ministers, at minister level, politicians who are, like, at the center of the corruption at Eskom, chowing money there. And then the and Pravin is, like, the minister of public enterprises, and he has allocated this guy to be CEO, and then he doesn't want to reveal the names, but... The Rater told him, and as his boss, that these are the guys. So to me, just tells me that ANC will just always look out for one another. Because he obviously knows the names, but won't reveal who the names are.
How crazy
and
is
this? And we are just...
Oh, shout out to everybody that watched the Eskom roundtable, man. People love that. Eh?
They did. They genuinely did. It. Shout out, man. Who picked... Dudu, is it you? Yeah. Who picked those guys?
Yeah, it was Dudu.
Shout out, man. Those guys are super informed.
Thank you, Dudu.
And, like, they really... made it understandable.
Yes,
like, oh man, that was beautiful.
How crazy is it that we might go to a blackout, bro? Hmm? How crazy is it we might do a blackout?
We need a blackout.
Why? I think we need one.
Yeah, so people can realize, Uti, this is where we are at as a country, especially a year before the elections.
It'll Let me play a, this. I saw this.
It'll be a great wake-up call for a lot of people.
Sorry.
I think it'll be a great wake-up call for people.
Let me play this. Like, I saw this. This is on SABC News.
What's this?
SABC News. They're interviewing someone here. Listen to what he says, man. He looks like a big deal. I mean, he's got a suit and all.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't know, but...
You should wear suits sometimes.
I've got a problem with politicians wearing suits.
He's not a politician. I think he's just...
Look, we're currently in a partial blackout. Half of your day, you don't have electricity. They are managing it with load staging stages. So now look at the scenario where there's a complete non-availability of electricity, where there is from sunrise to sunset, right through the night.
That's right. Because I had 8 hours of load shedding this past week. But there's some places like Kew Bramley, they haven't had electricity for 4 days.
Even where? Waterfall.
Waterfall.
That's just Bolwyn. That Bolwyn property in Waterfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, some Bolwyn, you know, the adult races. Mm. No electricity, 4 days, they were complaining about Bolwyn. You know Bolwyn.
Yeah, Bolwyn.
You mid-range century, you know Bolwyn very well. That's the playground. Yeah, they had no electricity for 4 days. People were blocking the exits and no one could get out. They were complaining.
They were doing a machisanyama now.
And that's our middle class in South Africa.
Exactly. People are paying like 15K for two-bedroom like flats.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
15K is a lot. That's a part of... A 1.85 mil house.
Yeah.
Our complex also did that by Thatchfield in Centurion.
Yeah, I remember when you guys... Ne?
Yeah, well, they blocked off the roads.
Why? What were they complaining about?
Was no electricity for 3 days.
What's
and water on? And water as well.
Whoa, madness.
But they were blocking them off with Vianos and I'm like...
play that
not,
guy,
you're not
man.
Burning tires.
Camp chairs.
No, they're not angry now. Castan, one of my ultramen, blocking the entrance. They're not locked angry in. Enough. Yeah. Who's going to take
collapse,
them serious?
And there is no electricity in South Africa. They are working behind the scene to restart the system, what they call a total system restarting, where they'll have to refire it back and make sure that they can actually transmit and they synchronize all the power stations around the country at the same voltage and frequency. And that is what we're looking at. So there will be no electricity at all for all the citizens. It doesn't matter who. And the system will have to be restarted. It's an unlikely scenario to happen if they manage load shedding properly. So even if they have to increase load shedding to a point where it's 18 hours to 20 hours, they will literally creep the...
How crazy was it? Can you hear me? How crazy was it when we started that Eskom roundtable? The guy who used to work at Eskom is like, there shouldn't be any load shedding. He was like, there shouldn't be any load shedding. Like, literally, it's man-made.
Huh? And it sounds man-made. I mean, even now, everything is just ludicrous. Even now, they've got that car power company from Turkey that has power ships. And the Minister of Transport has just signed and gave them a deal or allowed this company. It's a company that creates, generates power from ships. They've allowed them now to dock at three of our ports, and they're going to generate power from these power ships. The company is called Kapower Ship, and they've been given a 20-year contract, and $200 billion is going to get spent.
Whoa.
$200 billion. And guess what? It's going to add 1,200 megawatts to our power grid of electricity. And that's almost one, that's just over one stage in the stages of load shedding, because one stage is 1,000 megawatts.
Bro, you must watch that thing. That guy said that there's a power station that shut down that can that can provide us 6,000 watts.
Makes sense.
And we're paying 200. Billions. 20 years.
Kanye, did you hear that?
I heard that.
There's a power station right now that they shut down that could supply us with an extra 6,000 watts. But they shut down.
But they are building.
They're getting played hard.
But they're using all those millions to just get what? 1,000?
Billions. 200 billion. Yeah, 1,200.
Megawatts.
Megawatts of power generation to the grid and the grid capacity.
This is sad.
All right, let's continue.
It's a god
of grid, as well as the plants, to make sure that the frequency is maintained. But you will not have electricity. So we're already in a partial grid collapse. What do you call it? A blackout right now because of the load staging.
And how long does a blackout last for? It's not something that, like, suddenly.
It will take weeks. No, so South Africa is incompetent, concern. First of all. I mean, if it takes more than, the likelihood is 2 weeks for them to bring it out back. But we're talking about incompetent people. It will take a month, two or three for, you know, some reason.
Yeah.
Because they are not really good at getting things done at the time it should be done.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Crazy, 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 crazy. So it could take 2 weeks if we have a blackout. But because it's it might take 2-3 months.
Yeah.
That's insane. Imagine 3 months without electricity.
No, guys.
Nah, that's not going to happen. People will take to the streets. And the thing is, I don't care whether you're rich, you're poor, you're broke, because even if you have a generator, if we don't have electricity for that long,
but
or even for a week or 2 weeks, what's going to happen is going to drive up the price, supply and demand of diesel.
Yeah.
Right? So even the people with generators, your diesel will just skyrocket. You can't afford it or keep it up every day. Keep, you know what I mean? And the people will take to the streets. When it's like that, people will take to the streets and there'll be mayhem.
All right. There'll be mayhem. We'll take it to the streets. What will happen after that? Will they miraculously just switch on the electricity?
No. But when there's a revolt like that, a lot of things get destabilized. Government gets
Listen to this, man. In southern USA this year, in April, 2020 actually, not this year, April 2020, they didn't have electricity for 5 days. It affected 4.3 million people, all because of tornadoes. Let me come to this year, because that's 2020. Let me come to this year. Southern UK, Feb 2022, 4 days without electricity, 1.4 million people affected because there was a storm. Trinidad and Tobago, 1 day, because there was a network fault.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Rico, 5 days in April. 1.5 million people affected because there was a fire. Canada, 7 days in May 2022. 1.1 million people affected because there was a windstorm. Bangladesh, Pakistan, Argentina, you get the drift, right?
Mm.
All of these are natural disasters.
Except for Jamaica.
Except for us.
Yeah.
Natural
we
disasters.
Have a man-made
which goes to show that it's not difficult for government to supply electricity to its people. It's not that difficult.
Mm.
But in South Africa, it's made to seem like it's a big obstacle or a challenge.
Mm.
Unless there's some major natural disaster, you're right.
Mm. I mean, we could fix electricity. I mean, if they give us a week in
there. Electricity!
We could fix it. Blowjobs all the Eskom employees.
That's the problem.
To give them vavavoom.
That's the problem.
You tell me we couldn't fix it, my dog. You get a blowjob. Everybody gets a blowjob.
Ah, man, it's disheartening, bro.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about, Ghostly?
KFC, guys. Did you hear about
the KFC thing.
Yeah, so there's a whole, well, some store that opened and then, lo and behold, they have a KFC, they have a Spyclaw, you know, which is very famous in South Africa. So what happened is that one of the celebrity sangoma, Mkulu Romeo, is not a happy man at all after he reported that KFC stole his chicken god idea and renamed it the Kentucky Spyclaw, right?
Mm.
So he says that he pitched the idea with the chicken goda to a KFC holding company, and four years ago, and KFC decided to go ahead without him. So this is what he's fighting now. So are we guys?
Does he have receipts?
Well, if he has an email,
he does. He's got receipts.
An email that he shared.
Yeah. Does he have an email? Ne?
No, I'm saying, does he have an email? Obviously, when you pitch. Like in, I like, okay, I've got this.
Because my thing is, a quota's not novel, man. Quotas have been around for years.
No, it's not. It's not. But is it also not when a company is just diversifying?
No,
so
but
I
remember,
agree with you.
Remember, before, because it sounds to me like he sent the email, then they did it.
Yeah.
But you don't know that in that building, maybe they had been thinking about doing it.
Yes, true.
So just
and
because.
And there'll always be a clause where they say, possibly we've been thinking about this idea.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like podcasts have been around for years, you know? And then now we've got podcasts and chill, and then someone says, no, I thought about doing a podcast. It's like, but that's like, it's nothing new,
and
bro.
I sent Mac an email to say, hey, bro, not that you're fired from radio, but you're such a talented broadcaster. Start a podcast.
You understand? Meanwhile, then, I've been thinking about that.
And then you started it, fele. So now do you owe that person?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like for instance, how many people have sent in ideas, Mac, do a sports podcast. Now you've done one.
They're going to be saying, oh, it's my exact.
No, it's like that guy. Remember when we did, for a brief moment though, that's a cartoon thing. What is this? Remember when I did the cartoon stuff?
Yeah, which one is this one?
Yeah, and then someone was disgruntled because they sent me an idea to do a cartoon thing.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
I'm like, well, but I've always wanted to do a cartoon thing, and we did a cartoon thing. And then they're like, no, you stole my idea. So I sent you an inbox saying I'm a cartoonist and I want us to do a cartoon thing. But I've always wanted to do a cartoon thing, and I legit didn't see the recommendation.
I'm always not sure when it comes to ideas that have been around there for years. Like a quota has been around there for years. But if he said...
He responded, great. Sorry, guys, I've been a bit distracted. So I know the guy, Roms, right? Romy Malepi.
Romy.
Yeah, he's from Foslo. I know him very well.
Oh.
So I've got his old number. So I inboxed him to say, let's get your number.
Nice.
So let's call him.
Mm.
He just inboxed me now. Yeah.
So the producer, who needs to do? Who needs to do when Sol is here?
No.
Yeah, send me his number. Let's call him.
You're fired.
Is it Roms Deluxe?
Roms Deluxe.
Oh, I know Roms Deluxe, bro.
Used to be Roms Deluxe.
So
used to
be a DJ.
Fix behind you.
Hey, come on, guys.
We're gonna get a lot of calls from that Prati.
Oh yeah. Hey. We need to be on our best behavior.
You're not grown up, remember?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Vali Ketin.
Mahesh, why are you holding your balls, dog?
Dog, you're not gonna get a pro job. Our barber has been chilling here. He heard we're giving away pro jobs on the podcast. He heard we're giving away blowjobs. Yeah, so Roms Deluxe. Roms Deluxe from Foslo. He's used to be a DJ, graphic designer. I'm not kidding, SABC. He designed the whole SABC logo.
Whoa!
And he's my friend on Facebook. So he's been saying that they rocked him. So we'll ask him even about the SABC thing.
Damn.
So let's call Roms. Yeah, Romeo.
Dude just shared that he had the number. She had the number.
So yeah, but why did we...
But why didn't you produce...
And she had it from last year.
Why didn't you produce?
Shared it for other things, this one.
Yeah.
When Panama Deluxe.
Give up.
Yeah, I'm a room. When Panama Room, you're Roms Deluxe. My room.
Yo, what up, Roms Deluxe?
Roms Deluxe.
Yeah, what up?
We good, man. You live on the podcast. Sol Penduka's here. Ghost Ladies here.
Yeah,
Ukraine Poison. My man, what's happening with this KFC thing, bro?
Hey, dog.
All right. Okay. Here's the story. Yeah? The story we should be having is where I go to KFC with a presentation, presenting the quarter. He didn't invent the quarter. No, I didn't invent the quarter. I invented the streetwise quarter, which never existed before I came.
Yeah, no, and you don't want that, bro. Nobody wants that.
I don't want that. I went there with a presentation with pictures. Me, myself, and a food stylist met up and created the streetwise quarter using KFC's product. You understand? Mm. And then we took it to Yum. Yum is the holding company for Pizza Hut and KFC, if you didn't know. So we went there, and the presentation got rejected. Understand? So after the presentation got rejected, I posted those pictures, and those pictures trended all over the place.
What pictures?
All over social media.
The ones from the presentation.
The ones from the presentation.
I hear the presentation was rejected. So I took all those pictures and said, you know what, fuck it. Let me post them online. So those pictures trended and people were looking for the streetwise quarter at KFC outlet and they never found it. So they got frustrated and started telling KFC shit, you know. So KFC was getting tired of the messages of people complaining online. So KFC sent me a letter with their lawyer telling me to delete those pictures.
Oh.
I deleted pictures on my side because obviously I can't afford to go to court with KFC. So I surrendered. I deleted the pictures from my side, but it was too late. The pictures were all over the place. You understand? So what I did is, you know, I called it quick to KFC. I said, okay, guys, you don't like my quarter, it's fine. I will back off. Now, it's 2023 now. And KFC is doing the streetwise quarter. Mm. And that is the discussion we should be having. In 2019, you didn't like it.
So
2023, you are now, yeah.
So now, Roms, what did they say to you to say, what were the reasons for not liking your idea? What were the reasons?
They didn't give me a reason. Remember, you meet, when you go to these when you go to these companies, right, these corporate, you meet the brand manager. And brand managers are the gatekeepers. You understand? You're not meeting the boss. Brand managers filter the information that's coming in. If a brand manager doesn't like your presentation, definitely the boss is not going to know about it.
Mm.
We know this.
Yeah,
We know cop blockers. Cop blockers are everywhere in the industry, bro.
Chicken and red cock blockers.
Everywhere in the industry. So the person who created this mess is a brand manager. Because that presentation never got through to the bosses. I even designed sneakers, KFC sneakers, merchandise, all of that. All these things that you see now, they came about because of me.
Okay, so according to you, do you think it'll be possible for them to have maybe had this idea in the pipeline before you came?
Well, let's say they had the idea in the pipeline. Where is it?
You know, in corporate, things take years to materialize because it's got to go through so many people.
Yeah.
So the streetwise quarter takes years to materialize. And all you get is this dry thing with five kids. These pictures that you see trending now.
You're talking about the product. I'm not talking
every angle.
My man, I just asked you a simple question.
Every angle. Look at those pictures. Have you seen what they've done compared to what I've done?
My man, me, I still want KFC to advertise with us, my man. So don't take me down with you, my man.
Next week, we
could be advertising the streetwise quarter.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And Romeo, I think one thing you mustn't forget here is we are with you. Like, we've been screwed over so many times. I'm sure
so has been. We are with you. Like,
we are with you. But on this one,
like entrepreneurship, guy.
We love black entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
This
remember, so we are not talking the water. We are talking strategy, right? And this is a discussion we should be having here. We are not talking quarter. No, he didn't come up with the quarter. We are talking strategy. It is my strategy that sparked the fire.
True, possibly.
It's my strategy that I lit up a lot of light bulbs in that office.
True.
That is why they are here.
That's fair.
It is because of me. If I didn't lay the foundation, I wouldn't have, those creative juices would not have been around.
But didn't the same thing happen to you at SABC?
Sorry?
Yeah. Hey, Roms, let's talk about, because the SABC thing. I know you as a graphic designer, DJ. And
oh, fucking amazing, eh? Roms is good.
Yeah, Roms is good.
This
is an incredible. You designed the SAPC logo that they're currently still running with, I believe. You. The original idea was yours of that logo. What happened to that case? Idea. Was there a case?
Logo. I designed the logo. Check this out. Here's what happened. In 2006, I was looking for a job. So I went to this company trying to prove myself. And when I got into that company, I wasn't employed. I was looking to prove myself, trying to show them, you know, I got what it takes. So I had not signed any contract with them. And what happened was they were pitching. At that time, they were teaching. They were gunning for the rebranding of SABC One, right? Which tends to become Tanzania for sure. But let me take you back. So this company never had black faces in it. I think I was one of the two black faces in that company. So they needed a black face. And I happened to be there. So they're teaching. We having sleepless nights, you know, advertising, you know, you work odd hours.
Yeah, so that's why you pop that Molly.
My logo. Sorry?
Okay, that's why you guys pop Molly, yeah.
I think that was a secret, MacGyver. It's a secret.
So what happened? We pitch, and my logo gets picked, and I get given 10,000, and we keep it moving.
How much did you invoice, though?
I didn't invoice anything. It ain't lambi. 2006, you know this very well, the slamba. So.
Yeah, I know Slamba.
2006 wasn't a good year.
Yeah, even
2002 wasn't a good year. 2002 was my peak action because I used to work at YFM as a photographer.
Yeah, that's so what we met, yeah.
Those were rough times. That time, I remember that time very well.
I know.
That's why, yeah.
No, thanks for the call.
So that's what
Deluxe.
Happened with SAPC1. And I'm looking now from 2006 till now, how much money has that logo made? How who's getting paid for that logo? Because definitely someone is getting paid, and
of course,
contracts are being renewed for that logo. Who is getting paid? Because I'm not part of that revenue stream.
So quick one, Roms. Quick one, man. According to you, how much does SAPC owe you? How much does KFC owe you?
You know what? I would be cool with 2.5 mil from SAPC, one. And with KFC, it can be negotiated.
Aye.
It's it's with KFC.
Because you sparked an idea.
Strategy.
Yeah, you. Yeah, fair enough. And we can't say no.
Yeah,
because yeah. He did. Yeah,
he did.
He sparked the thought.
I mean, how much do strategists get paid?
Yes, how much do strategists get paid? Yeah.
How much do strategists get paid for strategy? How much does strategy cost?
So maybe a cut down of a mil?
How do you come up with that? You're so good, bro.
Hey, Rob, shut up, my dog.
I'll give you that. You should have been a copywriter.
Shut up, my dog. Shut up. All the best with the case. All right.
Yeah, maybe try KFC in Ukraine. Cause that cut has no Russians. Drop it.
Hey man, I almost missed the quarter of a meal, man. Do I have any announcements to make? Penduka, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Yeah, man, I want to give a shout out this week, bro.
Mm.
Shout out to Gift of the Givers, man.
Mm.
Gift of the Givers, Imtiaz Suleiman, Indian Muslim guy, started a foundation that helps people out. When the Durban floods happened, they were the first there. There's a war now happening in some unrest in Sudan. Yeah, and South Africans had to be grabbed out of there. Some South Africans were there.
Yeah.
They were first there. 2 years ago, Charlotte Maxeke Hospital was on fire.
Yeah.
And this week,
their units
they unveiled a whole new, they repaired a whole new section. Wow.
Is it not the oncology unit?
I'm not sure which one it is. And they literally had 60 million rands spent on this hospital, and they revamped it and stuff. They do amazing work.
Amazing.
And I'd really like Chile to just go to their website and just donate anything. Yeah. These guys really do some crazy...
Even the Turkey earthquake, they were there. Yeah.
That Turkish earthquake that the Ghanaian national footballer passed away. What's his name?
Yes, I remember we spoke about
Yeah. They were there. Like, they do the craziest and most beautiful work.
Atu, yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So I just want to say shout out to Gift of the Givers. They literally rebuilt part of the hospital. So they do a lot of stuff that government should be doing. And this, I'm not going to bash the government. They've got their own challenges. But for someone to just start something like that from nowhere and helps so many people, bro.
Why do you care about this story? Are you the new ambassador?
For... Gift of the Givers.
I'm not an ambassador. I don't have a deal.
When you go to the hospital, there's a picture of Saul. Keep on giving.
I just want to it's beautiful work they're doing. And the guy's a professional doctor. He could be running his own practice, making millions and stuff. You know what I mean? Like any other doctor, but he just chose
to dedicate his life. Get that bag, my nigga.
Fuck you, man. shout out to Gift of the Givers, man.
No. They took
guys,
the sound
as in
work.
I donated. Yeah, I donated.
How much did you donate?
Yeah?
How much did you donate?
Oh, that's between me. Come on.
And the Givers.
I don't want to get calls. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do. But they do amazing work. Legit. A part of me feels like if government could assimilate Imtiaz Suleiman into the government, he'll do great. But also, I love what he's doing on his own, independently and stuff. And he just needs our support.
Yeah.
And $10, $20 goes a long way.
You donated $10?
Ah, I'm saying 60 million rands, bro, just to build a hospital that benefits your distant cousin somewhere in Soweto. You know what I mean? Like, it's really amazing work. So, shout out to Gift of the Givers.
No, shout out.
Are you attending Big Zulu and Stile Makurite's boxing match?
They're fighting.
Are they fighting?
Ah, come on, are you serious? Wait.
I don't know.
Jeez.
They posted that they're fighting.
Ah, come on. They need to let that thing. Only when Casper does it land, bro.
Because Big Zulu had a fight. No one spoke about it.
I didn't even know.
It looked like some wedding venue. Like white chair. On some lawn. And no one knew
about it. Did you know about it?
No, I didn't know about it. I didn't.
Jeez. Still a Makolite.
Imagine. I guess he wanted to fight Saul at some point.
Stilo?
No.
Stilo can't fight me, man.
No,
he's my boy.
Big Zulu.
Big Zulu, yeah. So I'm like, hey, man, I'm not a fighter, bro. Come on now.
Jeez. Aren't you guys proud of Kenny Kunene when he was mayor for the day?
Ah, come on, man. That's PR, man. If you're going to do that without cameras. Why are the cameras there?
It's politicians, bro.
Yeah, it's PR bullshit. It's PR
politicians.
But he killed me when
he ran after one of the... Mama saw it. Wait.
Who was running after?
He was running one of the guys that occupies those illegal buildings.
Yeah.
So the guy steals copper or electricity.
And how do you like it? How do you like it? They demolish a building. So I get you know in Gauteng, right? In Joburg. The reason why these Al Jamaa mayors and these small party mayors is because ANC, EFF, Patriotic Alliance have a whole coalition agreement in place, right? So then ANC decided, no, let's vote for the small parties to be mayor and stuff, right? So now the EFF guy, they're demolishing a building, Kenny Kunene's one-day tenure. This building is getting demolished by Kanda Kanda. I think they heard a sound of someone in the building and it's getting demolished. EFF guy's like, Guno Mundula. Hey, Guno Mundula, like, shouldn't you check before that the building is evacuated before demolishing the whole thing? Hey, Guno Mundula. And he's really thinking like he's stepping up. Guno Mundula. Guno Mundula. But shouldn't you check before destroying the whole building, whether there's people in the building or not? What a circus.
Are there people in place? Like,
oh, what a circus, man.
No, I love it. I mean, I just hope they're doing it when the cameras are off as well, you know?
Nah, but the mayor is Kabelo Gwamanda, right? He's been accused of scamming people through some investment company.
Who's
the mayor? And then they asked him about it. He's like, no. And he's like, no, I was young. They asked him about it. Like, you asked him about it. I was very... So he doesn't admit. He doesn't deny it. But like, I was young.
Like, who's the mayor that looks like he can pickpocket us?
It's Gwamanda.
Guys.
Vibes, bro. But I think he's way better than Thapelo Ahmed. That's the other guy that couldn't now handle. He resigned and stuff. Same party. But I think he's, confident-wise, via interviews and stuff, you know, at least. But also now he's accused of things and, oh, man, it's a circus, bro.
Yo, but those buildings that are, the illegal buildings in town are crazy, eh?
Yeah.
Like the inhumane, eh?
Yeah, bro. There's one building. Who was it? Who was mayor then? I think it was Herman Mashaba when they closed it off a few years ago. People know this building. Very close to Bank City. What? It's Love Day. Next street, closer to Bank City. They closed it off. That building, bro, I used to pass there every day. There's a body. Every week, there's a body coming out of there. Now,
what
those
do you
buildings,
mean?
Like a dead body, like someone dying there.
And they're just
Are you
throwing.
Serious?
Not throwing, but like the those guys.
Oh, the
What's that, man? What was that, man?
Ambulance.
The coroner.
No. Oh, the coroner thing.
Yeah, the coroner guys to come pick up the body and stuff.
Oh, pathology.
It's oncology. Pathology.
Pathologist.
Pathology, yeah. They'll come every week. And you'd see people walk in, right? Like they're paying like $30 or whatever to just spend a night there. It was just mayhem. And it's hijacked, rent by some foreign national people taking money, and people just die. And then one day they just clamp down on, and now I think they've repainted, slowly rebuilding it. There's so many buildings in Joburg like that. Buildings, I know there's a building in Hillbrow opposite to Cambridge. Cambridge is no longer there. Apparently it's now ShopRite, Nedbank Plaza. That building used to be beautiful, bro. There used to be a club there, Berlin, it was called, nice places. And it was like state of the arts. Now there's no one there. And at the bottom, you can't enter. It's closed off fully. It'll take just one person to open the barricades, refurbish it, nyana, put windows and stuff, and get an illegal connection to supply. And they start earning money, put people in it and stuff. There's so many buildings either abandoned or hijacked within Joburg. And then I was asking someone. So there was an old man. Meet a taxi guy I used to chat with. And he was like, in the 80s, he used to live there. He was one of the first few black people.
It was like Santon.
Yeah, he used to live there. And most of the people there were like foreigners, students, Germans and stuff, all over the world. And then the building was bought by some Indonesian billionaire. He wasn't taking
care of it.
He had hired someone. Hey, that's when you realize there's some really rich people out in the world. And then it just dilapidated to what it is now. No one lives there, literally no one. You can Google Nedbank Plaza. It used to be a nice building. When you can see it, you can tell.
And then you and I Google used to stay in town, things. Eh?
When I used to stay in Parktown, which is...
Not Parktown. Before Parktown.
In Hillbrow.
Yeah, I used to stay in town.
Because your
Anstey's building.
Because Mzala's Innocent's father.
Yeah.
Used to stay down... So, Hillbrow, downtown, I know the
Fresh. Film. Yes, Fresh. Uncle Fresh.
Yes, Uncle Fresh.
Yeah, I used to stay by. Oh, I remember the place, man. The spa's right opposite it. It's on the corner there.
Oh, it's
Century
almost
Plaza.
Century Plaza. Century Plaza. Close to the Joburg Hotel.
The uncle, by the park as well.
Yeah, by Jubet Park.
Jubet Park.
Century Joburg Hotel.
Everybody's lost here, my man.
Yeah, we're watching a tennis match. Qua.
Joburg used to be so beautiful. Like,
Joburg,
there's a hotel called the Joburg.
I know it's the same for Pretoria, your central Sunnyside before.
Joburg used to be
beautiful as well.
There used to be Milky Lanes in Hillbrow. Like,
Milky Lane!
In Hillbrow, yes. Milky Lane. Everybody talks about the Milky Lane in Hillbrow. It used to be nice. Fontana! Bro, Hillbrow, used to be amazing.
That was a love.
You see what Santon is? Oh, or Rosebank, when you go to Pantry at 3 a.m. in the morning now, you go to Pantry and Rosebank, there's a roast chicken, there's all these things, and that used to be Hillbrow.
Anstey's building still there, though, eh?
Hmm?
Anstey's building. That's where I used to stay in Joburg.
Whose building?
Anstey's. It's called Anstey's building.
Where is it?
In Joburg, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, like deeper than Hillbrow. Like deep.
CBD.
Yeah.
And also, like, because where I stay, there's a view now of Joburg. And the landscape hasn't changed. Like, the Joburg, the Joburg landscape.
Skyline.
It's been skyline. Since the 80s, it hasn't changed. Of course, Joburg, the stock exchange moved, everything's in Santon now. But that also is a measure of how a country is progressing. The skyline in Dubai 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is not the same as it is now. Because every day, there's cranes, they're building. And that shows economic vibrance, you know what I mean? In South Africa, Santon is a bit, but Joburg is this, and I feel like it's going to be like this.
Bro, it's like town, CBD, Hillbrow, it's like another country, bro.
It used to
Like when I was watching that, I was like, this is not South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, the dump, the rubbish bin is the middle of the building. So everybody from all the floors, they just dump all their
shit. That's Ponte. That's Ponte City.
All the buildings that are hijacked are like that, bro.
Oh, for real.
Bro, hey, man, it's crazy. You must watch that thing where Kenny Kunene went into the buildings. Insane. You don't think people live there.
I know them very well.
But the rats are bigger than the children.
I know.
Hey.
The children that they used to come for us. Think about the kids. Should we think about the rats?
But anyway.
Sad, man.
Anyway. As long as white people are still here, we're still fine, man. So
they're not going to be here for long.
That can't be the
man.
Measure.
They're not going to be here for long.
Ah, bro, if white people start leaving.
They're not going to be here for long, bro. They're not going to be here for long. I was driving the other day. Where was it? And also when you drive through these rich suburbs, like all the rich suburbs, like the Westcliff, and you realize that there's a different reality. Like,
yeah.
They are living in London.
Yeah.
These fucks live in London. You see the walls and you're like, fucking hell, this wall, this gate is
And they walk in the dogs.
Yeah, you're like, this wall, this gate is 50 years old.
Mm.
And they walk in the dogs and...
With the nanny. With they the always nanny, have a nanny.
Walking the dog. And you're like, there's a different reality totally to a street in Alex.
Mm.
Or like it's... Them too are going to leave very soon.
Mm.
Which is like, whatever, they must fuck off if they want to. But like, there's a whole reality, and you can tell that there used to be a time where they were living like in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the 90s, 80s, with apartheid, obviously. You know what I mean? It's like a whole different reality altogether.
So why can't we go to those hoods and say, this is my father's land, give it back?
Because it's not legal.
Yeah.
And, you know?
It would be dope. That's content, bro.
Can't. It's just not legal in there.
That's what we gotta do. That's how we beat Wendy. Oh. Gotta go to white people and get the land back one by one.
Okay.
Good luck. Oh, good luck.
Oh well.
What?
Yeah. I'll be there in the background.
Sevens again.
Sevens again.
Anyway, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. Before I leave, man, I gotta let you know. Last week we're giving away 3 months fiber for Chilo bought a ticket to 1 million subscribers party at Sunbed Arena, 30th of July. Right?
Shout out.
We only have the email, so we need to email the people this week and let them know who won. So I'll announce the winner next week. Do you get me?
Okay.
Do you get me?
I get you.
I'll announce the winner next week. But right now, if you buy the tickets this week,
yeah.
You're going to win grandeur on tap on the night.
Ooh.
Oh.
On top of the tickets.
Yeah?
On top of the tickets.
Yeah. So if you buy a ticket this week,
yeah.
We're going to choose one person who will have grandeur on tap for the night for them and their partner.
In 30 minutes, I can go for 10 refills.
Yeah, whatever. It's on tap, dog.
Mm.
Oh, it's on tap. Really
again.
It's
on
tap.
Beautiful.
It's on tap.
So anyone in July,
full night, you go for them. You have a Kela Ubani.
Are you worried that it's on a Sunday? Do you think that has a factor?
For me?
Yeah.
How?
No, I'm saying in terms for
the
chillers.
Oh, the 30th of July is on a Sunday?
Yeah, it's the only other date we could get.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's booked in peace. Nah, man. People party. There's a big party lifestyle on Sundays, eh? People party on Sundays and Mondays.
And it's nice in the head, so you obviously say, okay, I'm booking off on the Monday.
Yeah, yo. Bukai nam 17 off.
Yeah.
Nam zo puke kaya off Monday.
Yobunga 7s ekhaya.
Ah, ngizobe ngi 7 yakhala
mina.
Okay.
Ukhani. No,
take leave.
Can't be leave requesting.
No, you can take leave. Yeah, you can take leave for Monday. Man, if it's going to be that hectic, I can take leave, yeah.
Okay.
There's a place in Tembisa that rocked me this past week.
What happened?
But it's called The Weekender, so they say...
Oh, The Weekender, the pizza place.
Yeah, so they call me, they're like, hey, no, come through, got a table for you. Give you some alcohol. I'm not gonna say no to free alcohol, dog.
Oh, not bad.
So I grab my woman, we go there. we rock there. Nah, you know I'm lit, dog. And I just had a gig before. So after my gig, I'm like, let me go to Tembisa. So you know I'm lit. They're like, no, just play one or two songs. Okay, I'll play three, ne? Okay, just three, and then I'm out. Within 30 minutes, me and Reason had an hour 30 minute set.
For free. For pizza.
Yeah. For free.
I was peeing this motherfucker.
But that was you. You were happy. No, you were doing what you love.
Yeah, I was happy. But I'm just saying they rocked me because the plan wasn't to go there. But they got me when they said, no, we'll get you a rider. Even though I wasn't playing.
As long as you're doing what you love, man, you're good.
Yeah.
You're happy, man. You know?
Yeah.
Because we make our sugar and go my text, like, hey, man. Hey. Yo, and yo. No, as long as you're happy. Like, that doesn't rock you, technically.
No, yeah.
But you could have played three songs and walked away.
You rocked yourself.
You rocked yourself. Right? You rocked yourself, man. Rock the self condoms.
This motherfucker.
We are here, man. Podcast with Jill. Boom.
Thank you to my Shavela studio.
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you to the big man, our landlord.
Oh, you promised you're going to mention it 10 times for the blowjob. that you were recording with Mashabela.
Oh, let's play it safe for now, my man. He's still mad.
He didn't even mention once. We're at Mashabela Studios, guys.
That's why I'm
hey, please make this a promo, in the beginning.
We're at Mashabela Studios. The blowjob happened there. We're here every day in Mashabela Studios.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Please show them the camera. Can you show them where it happened? Because people think it happened in front of us.
No, guys, it didn't happen in front of us.
Yeah, open then. Take this camera. Show them exactly what happened.
Yes.
Turn the lights around there, so Penduka.
Spew it.
This
walk
light
them
here.
Through and tell them the Uti, yeah, it was here. I came here.
Yeah. So we can show them.
What am I doing?
I was going to say turn this light around so they can see.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Fine. I think. Yeah, the lights on there?
Yeah, it happened there, guys.
So, yes.
The legendary historical...
This is where it happened.
Scene.
In there.
Yeah, we're going to make an application to turn it into a heritage site.
So, inside there's a toilet. Can't you take out the camera and go inside the toilet?
You're going to meet your wife.
You've already done it. My camera's off, man. So, you say goodbye on the camera.
Salam alaikum. Goodbye, guys. Till next week. Sharp. Peace. We out of here. Fuck out of here. Peace!
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.